Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Ettingham, and today being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Basuti. Lindsay, as always, thanks so much for stopping in.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here.
You are absolutely welcome. As we are rolling through, we're almost halfway through the month of July, and Farmers Market still continues to go on. You had Kids Night last night, and I know from June you guys had to cancel one just because of the weather and everything, but this is always a special night, and, you know, there's really an incentive that I was unaware about that you kind of shared that I thought, wow, that really is great. So if you want to kind of share some updates with our audience and everything that's happening with that.
Sure. So on the second and fourth Thursday of every month at the Perry Farmers Market, we have Kids Night, and Iowa PBS Kids comes out and sets up in Josh Davis Plaza. So we have Trista and Nikki, maybe another volunteer, and usually Kayla from the Perry Public Library set up in Josh Davis Plaza. And they've got all kinds of kids activities that kids ages 3 through 13 can take part in. So for the littles, maybe it's a coloring page with vegetables. For the older kids, maybe it is a map or recipes or some kind of budget book or something, and changes every time. And it's just a great early literacy program to kind of get kids out and about learning things, having those everyday learning experiences. And then the really great thing is that by doing those activities, they also get kids bucks. So they get to spend $10 with our vendors on fruits, vegetables, eggs, and honey. So it kind of has that incentive, like you said, but also that early literacy, that financial literacy of, okay, I have this $10. This isn't real money, but it acts like real money. I can go spend it. And so kind of learning those skills, interactions with the vendors. And so it's just really fun to see the kids kind of running around and excited to be there and looking for certain produce, or really getting excited and paying attention to what produce is available. If they know they love watermelons, they're going to hold out and wait for a little bit. And so it's just been a really great program. We're very thankful to Iowa PBS Education for selecting Perry for this program. They were with us last year and then again this year. And so we've really seen it make an impact in our community. You know, it helps the market bring families and kids. It's literally currency influx into the market. So the vendors love it. They love the interaction. And of course, the extra dollars that, you know, come rolling into the market as well. So yeah, just a reminder then. So if you've got kids from ages 3 to 13, This is a really great program to take part in. On the second and fourth Thursday is when Iowa PBS Kids are there for the activities. But if they get those bucks, they can spend them at any night at the market through August. Okay. So that will end before the market ends in September. But we've got a few more nights to take part in that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think it really is a great thing to help get kids like involved, I guess, and invested in the community. So I think it's a great thing that Iowa PBS is doing.
Yeah, it's been fun. So we've talked about this. I've been at the market for 7 years now. So I've seen some of these families kind of grow up over the years. But then with this additional programming, you see more kids out there and they're excited, and they're maybe pulling their parents along because more excited. And so it's just one more layer to the event, the activity that's every week, and a great way to sprinkle in some education, of course, But then develop those habits and those traditions for families. Just a great opportunity every Thursday night downtown Perry.
Absolutely. And then next one, obviously, like you mentioned, coming up on Thursday. So what's the theme?
Yes. So on the third Thursday of the month, we have different themed events. So we just had Public Safety Night. And then this next Thursday on July 17th will be Community Night. So it's an opportunity for our local nonprofits and civic organizations to come out and share information about what they're doing. So we have some special guests that pop up. It's just a fun night to kind of have some new faces at the market and learn more about ways to get involved in the community. So it varies every year, but we have, you know, the Raccoon Valley Pet Rescue and some of the civic groups. So it'll just be fun to see who's all able to join us next week.
Absolutely. So looking forward to that. Again, we're speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Basuti, for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Lindsay, now coming up next Friday on July 18th is the 2nd Street Block Party. So yeah, this is a big thing that goes down during the summer. Talk about who's going to be performing, when it all kind of takes place.
Yes. So the 2nd Street Block Party is one of 3 fundraisers for the chamber. And so it's just a big fun event in the summertime. It is 21 plus. It is ticketed at the gate, and then we have a beer garden. And so this year's music will be by Encore Legends. So maybe a new name that people might not be as familiar with, but we're excited to have a new band joining us this year, and they're sure to be enjoyable. So 5:30 to 9:30 is the actual time of the band, but the gates will be open 5 to 10. So you can stop down, get your ticket, get your wristband for a $5 entry. And then, like I said, we'll have the beer garden outside so you can get your tickets and enjoy kind of a fun night out. So it is 21 plus, just to be aware of that. Like I said, it's a fundraiser for the chamber. So a big thanks to all the sponsors that help make this possible. It's a bigger ordeal than just Friday Fest, where there's already a band shell. We plop up a couple banners, you know, we have the stage come in and everything too. So we block off the street on 2nd Street earlier in the morning, probably by noon, I think is around the time. It kind of varies every year. So just be aware that 2nd Street between Warford and Lucinda will be closed for the street dance in preparation. We'll have metal barricades blocking the street off. Come on down and enjoy a nice evening. The weather looks good so far, knock on wood. We've had a great turnout the last few years, you know, four or 500 people downtown enjoying live music and fun night out.
Yeah, well, and you know, for you, it's a prime summer event, usually warmer, but what do you love seeing? I know I went last year for the first time, and there are a lot of people that come out from different communities other than Perry. So what do you love about it?
Yeah, so I think the fun thing with any of these big events is to just see people out and about, see some familiar faces, new faces. But one thing I really love about the block party is that we have started developing a little tradition with some of the reunions. And so the last couple years, the 50-year reunion class has based their festivities around the block party. So I know this year's 50 year is planning kind of a sub event within the event. Okay. And so it's just really fun that we don't have another event that really attracts that kind of activity, like a city celebration. So this is something that like we're slowly growing and building that. So 50 year, 25 year, it's a fun way to kind of get people excited about that and then plan their reunions around that. So I've already been talking to next year's 50 year class and they're already asking about what band is going to be playing in the 20 year as well. So they're excited about that and they know the date, they can plan on it. And then for us, it's great because then we have a built-in audience and that's kind of how it started a few years ago and a good collaboration. And it's just been successful so far. And so we just encourage people. It's not just for reunions. Anyone can come out, and it's fun when the band brings, you know, their followers as well. So it's not just for Perry. It's not just for reunions, but just a fun night that people can enjoy.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for going over all that. I mean, man, yeah, we are just flying through time. There's lots going on though. So it's very exciting here. And so are there other things? I know obviously you have your chamber open golf outing coming up towards the beginning of August.
Yes, so that's right around the corner. We kind of have this every 2 week cadence here in the summertime in addition to our weekly markets. So please save the date, Friday, August 1st. That is starting to fill up. So big thank you to the whole sponsors and the teams that are getting signed up. It feels a little far away yet, but it's going to be right around the corner very soon. So if you're on the fence, definitely take part. You don't have to be a chamber member. You don't even have to be a part of a business organization to take part in it. That's why it's called the Chamber Open, is it's just for anybody, but that's one of our other fundraisers. So we hope to have a great turnout for that as well.
Yeah, no, that will be really exciting. And actually, before we move on, I know you had your chamber coffee this morning. Do you know where the next one will be?
Yes. So we were at Tri-County Ag this morning. So big thanks to that host and really great just to see behind the scenes and learn more about each of our members. Next month in August, we will be at the Hangout Diner.
All right. Well, there we go. Looking forward to that. And before we get you out of here, any other activities coming up maybe this weekend?
There's always something, you know that.
I do.
But definitely check out things like the bingo, take part in the mobile food pantry, the free movies on the weekends or on Wednesdays, regular movies even. Right. I mean, it's when it's definitely hot out, it's a great way to cool off. So get out there and have fun.
Absolutely, yeah. Maybe I'll see you in the new Jurassic Park movie.
I don't think so. How to Train Your Dragon, yes. Jurassic Park, no.
All right. Well, you know, we'll bring her back next week. That's the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Massoudi, joining us for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Lindsay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're absolutely welcome. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program, always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.